Good morning, everyone. On this Divine Mercy Sunday, we have before us the beautiful image of our Lord, the Divine Mercy, with the water and the blood flowing from his side, reminding us of his love and his mercy. And below we have the prayer, Jesus, I trust in you. This is what he asked St. Faustina to have placed on that beautiful portrait or that painting. Jesus, I trust in you. You know, Almighty God is love. And Jesus himself is divine mercy. He is divine mercy personified. And when we think of it, divine mercy is whenever God's love meets us, wherever we may be and in whatever occasion of life. His merciful love helps us in our suffering here on earth, in our doubts, in our sinfulness, and in our failures, and in our joy in our journey here on earth. God's love always takes the form of mercy. So every good we receive is an expression of divine mercy. Divine mercy is at the heart of Scripture. The Catechism of the Catholic Church says divine mercy is the good news of the gospel and is the center of our faith. This gospel we just heard is a vivid example of divine mercy. Jesus has risen from the dead, and he appears to the disciples two times. Once without Thomas being there, and the second time with Thomas present. And both times they are hiding behind locked doors. Interestingly, we too have gathered here. We are inside, and we are here because Jesus has risen from the dead. But our doors are not locked. But could it be that the door of my heart is shut, is sealed because of sin? Or out of preoccupation with the concerns and cares of the world? Or because of distractions? Or could my heart be closed simply because I am lukewarm? The disciples that followed Jesus for 3 years, and many of us have followed him much longer than that, but at the end of those 3 years, the disciples abandoned him. Peter denied him, and then they ran to hide. And yet when our risen Lord comes, it is through the locked doors, and he greets them in divine mercy, saying, peace be with you. Jesus not only forgives them, but in those early days of the church, through the power of the Holy Spirit, he gives them the power to forgive the sins of others. And then during his second appearance, Jesus turns to Thomas and shows him his wounds and embraces Thomas with divine mercy. And in response, Thomas proclaims what we also should proclaim, my Lord and my God. There in that room for Thomas and for the other disciples, the risen body of Christ bearing his wounds of divine mercy, he was there for them. And when Jesus says, peace be with you, he gives his disciples of all ages the commission, his commission. Let's listen attentively, because he includes you and me in this commission. As the Father has sent me, he says, so I send you. Go and tell the world about me. In spite of our reluctance and maybe uncertainty, we are to be doers. We are to be open followers of Jesus. Ours is not to be a secret service, some private service just between me and Jesus. Not sure what to say or tell? We'll start every day with this beautiful prayer. Jesus, I trust in you. Guide me, lead me. Try sharing what we believe and why we are joyful. Share that God is love, filled with divine mercy, ready to forgive all sins. Let us live as a people redeemed by the suffering, the death and resurrection of Jesus, the Son of God. Try ending a phone call or a meeting. Thank a salesperson or a cashier with "Have a blessed day." We might even seem odd, obviously devoted disciples, because we are Easter people. We are followers of Jesus, bathed in his divine mercy. Jesus, I trust in you. I invite you for just a moment to close your eyes, not too tight, but close your eyes and consider this. As Catholics, we have the privilege to receive Holy Communion. Here for you and me is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our risen Lord. Here is the same Lord who appeared to the disciples with his everlasting wounds of divine mercy. Coming for communion, we will adore him with our amen. And then for a few seconds, imagine this, for a few seconds, we will hold his body in our hand before we consume him. Consume him, the Son of God, Christ the King, the source of divine mercy. For this reason we say, my Lord and my God. In communion with our risen Lord, let our joy be seen and felt by those around us. Let us pray more, including the Divine Mercy Chaplet. Let us smile more, love more, and share the good news of divine mercy as we follow his commission, as we go and tell the world about Jesus. Jesus, I trust in you.